From the campuses of Colgate University in Hamilton, New York, and Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Mount Holyoke College is back to defend their title in the College Quiz Bowl. And to challenge them, we have the men from Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. Now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Señor Se Habla Español, Lund.
It's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now, before we get along with our game, let's meet the teams. First, we're going way upstate to Hamilton, New York, and Colgate University, that place which boasts heroes both on the gridiron and on the varsity scholar squad. Bob Whitney of station WSYR Syracuse is on hand to referee for the Colgate team. How's the team, Bob?
Fine, Alan, and gentlemen all. But while they're delighted to be challenging Mount Holyoke, they're determined that the girls won't take home the trophy this time. Here they are to introduce themselves.
Peter Gould, Salcombe, South Devon, England.
Audie Hyatt, Spring Valley, New York.
Andy Tangelis, Jamestown, New York.
Arturo Macias, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
There you have the team from Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. Now let's move over to Mount Holyoke College, where, incidentally, I'm happy to report that they have five new pianos replacing those lost in the floods we mentioned last week. Bruce Kern of station WTIC Hartford, Connecticut, is standing by to referee for the Mount Holyoke team. Are you there, Bruce?
You bet I am, Alan. And the four pretty young ladies with me are just as determined as the Colgate gentlemen. They claim women are smarter than men, and they're going to try to prove it. Here they are to say hello.
Ellen Richards, Cologne, Germany.
Marilyn Nallis, Geneva, New York.
Eloise Gorton, Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Amy Hertz, Paterson, New Jersey.
Well, as you can hear, this is going to be quite a game tonight. Before we move along with the game, may I ask the gentleman in charge of the PA at the Colgate end of this competition to please turn the PA down a little bit more, because we are at this point echoing clear across the country. Okay, now we've met both teams. Before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out again that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about the rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear... And when Colgate University signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt the toss-up question before I've finished asking it. Oh, that's much better. Oh, that's much better. Thank you. But if you do, and if the answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first bonus question tonight is worth 20 points. Here's a toss-up that could get it for you. This long-distance runner was beaten and eaten by a fox. But first, he outdistanced an old man, an old woman, a cow, and a horse. Colgate.
Tino Macias.
The gingerbread boy.
That's right, for 10 points. Before I asked it, I was to say, who was he, and you got it. Peter Macias. Here, I said that Macias just like that. Very good. Okay, Colgate, you got 20 points. 20-point bonus, rather, a chance at it. Here it is. Work as a team and a bonus question. Work quickly and let us hear you work. If the desert fox, the swamp fox, and the recently deceased old fox were to meet in heaven, for 20 points, Colgate, tell us, what two professional activities might be the subject of their discussion?
Baseball and the military.
That's right, for 20 points. The desert fox, the swamp fox were Generals Rommel and Merry, and the old fox was Clark Griffiths of baseball fame. All right, 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's the toss-up for 10 points. What characteristic noise might the men have made after sipping from Circe's cup? Colgate.
Peter Gould.
They would have gone oink, oink like a pig.
That's so right. Oink, oink is the answer. Peter Gould. carried Colgate right on now to a chance at a 30-point bonus. For 10 points apiece, Colgate, I want you to name the title of the poem and the author of each of the following famous first lines. You got it? Title and author. The curfew tolls the knell of parting day.
That's here.
That's Gray's elegy. Elegy in a country church.
That's right, for 10 points. All right, the title of the poem and the author of these, with these first lines. It little profits that an idle king.
Little profits?
Peter, did you know that?
No.
Profits.
It's Ulysses by Tennyson. Okay. Oh, what can ail thee, knight at arms?
Peter, that's the knight dying on the steps in the grass there, the withered knight.
What can ail the knight at arms and learn of pale loitering?
Yes, that's it. What's the author of the name of the
book? La Belle Danse Merci.
By?
Coleridge.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is by John Keats, La Belle Danse Merci. Oh. Well, that was pretty near scoring time, Roger.
Right, Alan, right now we're going to go along to the stakes in the game, which is each week the National Broadcasting Company will award to the school of the winning team a $500 cash award to be administered by the college. Now, this may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnor Watch Company, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 15 minutes to go, and the score... Well, the Ferrisex from Mount Holyoke College are only doing fair. As a matter of fact, they have no points at the present time. Colgate University leads with 50 points.
And I have a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's a toss-up. If the population of Podunk was 50 last year, 100 this year, and I said it would be 150 next year, would I be practicing extravasation, extrapolation, or... Colgate.
Marty Hired.
Extrapolation.
That's right, extrapolation. Well, you got it. For 10 points and a 30-point bonus here. It's a geography word game, Colgate. For 10 points apiece, you're to tell us. First of all, the Middle Eastern country that sounds like a Broadway flop.
A Broadway what, Alan?
Flop. F-L-O-P.
Flop.
Would that be...
That would be...
Lebanon?
Turkey. Turkey. Okay. The Asiatic city that sounds like an air attack on a harbor.
Bombay.
Bombay, right, for 10 points. The European capital that sounds like what a housewife does on her weekly trip to the supermarket.
Shop, some sort of buying.
Shop or Madrid?
It would be a form of purchasing or buying.
Time.
Stockholm.
All right, Stockholm is right. 10 points. Okay, here is a musical toss-up with a 20-point bonus in the offing. This is a musical toss-up. Listen carefully. For 10 points, tell us the number of pounds in the title of this song.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood.
Colgate.
50.
Can you take it, Holyoke?
We'll try. Richard, 16. Ellen Richards.
What?
16.
No, it's 16 tons, and I ask for pounds. It's 32,000 pounds. Oh. A great record at 16 tons, but I was asking her, I gotcha. All right, here we go with a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's a 10-point toss-up. What John Steinbeck novel takes its title from a familiar quotation by Robert Burns? Colgate.
Peter Gould.
Farewell to all.
Can you take it, Holyoke?
We'll try, Ellen Richards.
East of Eden.
No, Mice and Men. The best laid plans of Mice and Men have gone to glee. All right, a 20-point bonus is still in the offing. Here's a toss-up. For 10 points, who recently said, we must all either wear out... Holyoke.
Ellen
Senator
Richards.
Bender, quoting Teddy Roosevelt.
That's right, Senator Bender of Ohio. Holyoke, 10-point toss up there and a 20-point bonus right here. Facts and fiction are full of accounts of the odd things that people eat. For 10 points apiece, identify first, and for 10 points, the mythological mammal that had as his yearly diet seven maids, and seven men.
The Minotaur.
That's right, the Minotaur for 10 points. Now, the English poet who presumably passed on after overindulging in potted lampreys. Praise, as long as you're healthy.
Marlowe, right. Christopher Marlowe, no.
The English poet.
He was, you know, the one at the tavern. Ben Jonson.
No, Alexander Pope. Lampreys. Let's have a debate. All right. A 30-point bonus is in the offing. Now, here's a toss-up question for 10 points. Tell us, in what book of the Bible are the Ten Commandments contained? Holyoke.
Marilyn Nellis.
Deuteronomy.
Can you take it, Colgate?
I'll try.
Peter Gould.
King?
No, Exodus. The 30-point bonus is in the offing. Here's a toss-up. If a man named Henry Martin Roberts were alive today, on what technical subject? Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Rules of order.
Right. The answer would be rules of order. That's right for 10 points. On what technical subject might he advise the foreign ministers at Geneva? And you got a 30-point bonus on that, Holyoke, and here it is. For in the 20th century, many monarchs have toppled. For 10 points apiece, you are to name the last royal ruler of each of the following countries. First of all, Russia.
The Tsar Alexander... Tsar Alexander VI, wasn't
Nicholas.
It?
Nicholas is right. I take the right answer in a toss-up question, unless it's wild guessing, and I'll take it. Nicholas is right for 10 points. Spain.
France, Carlos.
Alfonso,
right, for 10 points. Italy.
King Umberto.
Victor Emmanuel.
Is that
Umberto?
Umberto. I'll accept it. You right, McGregor? All right, score in time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 10 minutes to go, and the fairer sex has climbed to 60 points now, while the Colgate men have 80.
And I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's a toss-up for 10 points. Complete this relationship question. Aida was to Ammon Asro as Princess Margaret is to whom? Montoyo.
Ellen Richards.
King George VI.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, you got 70 now. You can top Colgate if you got this 20-point bonus. Here it is. The inscription on the Liberty Bell reads... Proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. For 20 points, Koholyoke, from what source does this inscription come?
The Bible.
The Bible, right, for 20 points. Story time.
Right now, Alan, 9.5 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke College has climbed out in front now with 90 points against Colgate's 80.
All right, I have a 20-point bonus, a musical bonus in the offing, a 20-pointer. Here's a 10-point toss-up. For 10 points, name the man... who's returning to Rabat. Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Sultan Ben Youssef.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay, Holyoke. Holyoke, you got a 20-point musical bonus. What famous Greek mythological character would have been delighted with the following compositions? Now listen to both of them first. Compositions. The music you just heard would have delighted what mythological character?
Aeolus, the king of the wind?
No. King Midas. The first was Das Rheingold, the Golden River. The second was La Coque d'Or. Midas would have loved them.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a timeout.
Okay, thank you, Roger. Now, let's take a minute out or two and talk with our teams. First, we're going to talk with a challenger, Colgate University. Peter Gould, quickly, tell us how you classify.
I'm a senior and a geography major, Alan.
How about you, Marty Hyatt?
I'm a senior and a political science major, Alan.
Andy Tangelos.
Junior and a history major, Alan.
And Art Macias.
Junior, history major.
Okay. That's very good. It's very good to have you Colgate people here. Peter, were you going to say something to me?
Alan, we'd like to do something a little different tonight, if you don't mind. We learned to have a lot of respect for those girls last year, and we have a great group of singers up here known as the Colgate 13. And they've agreed to serenade the Holyoke team with a song we think apropos.
Well, just a minute. I think they might like it, but I must ask them to relinquish their time. Holyoke, Mont Holyoke, would you like to be serenaded by 13 handsome Colgate men?
Yes.
I thought you would. All right, here you are, a serenade from the Colgate 13.
I say, let us put man and the woman together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The woman got the men beat, the they should know.
Not me, not me, but the people that say the men are leading, the women are stray. But I say that the woman of today are smarter than the man in every way.
Okay, how about that? Did you like that, Holyoke?
Oh, we think they're wonderful, Alan. Thanks a lot, fellows, but we're only kidding.
Well, this is fun. Everything, everybody is very nice, but it's time up and time to get back to the quiz.
Right, Alan, we have 6 minutes to go, and the score, Mount Holyoke College has 100 points, Colgate has 80 points. Back to a toss-up.
All right, back to a toss-up with a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here we go. Look out. This is tricky. This equestrian had small circlets on the terminating members of her hands and tiny instruments on her pedal extremities. For 10 points, what would you do if you wanted to see her? Hold you.
Ride a park horse to Banbury Cross.
That's exactly what you do if you wanted to see her. And you got a 20-point bonus. Here's a bonus question on two 20th-century American authors. Now listen carefully, Holyoke. The first author's first name is the same as the second author's last name. The first author wrote a collection of short stories about a fictional town in Ohio, and the second author wrote a biography of a former president. Now for 20 points, name the two authors.
Robert Sherwood, isn't it?
And Sherwood Anderson.
Robert Sherwood and Sherwood Anderson is right for 20 points. Okay, I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's a toss-up. For 10 points, the title of what Aldous Huxley novel contains a place name which has been much in the news lately? Colgate.
Edo Macias.
Eyeless in Gaza.
Right, for 10 points. Here's your 20-point bonus, Colgate. You got a 20-pointer here. Now, for 20 points and in 10 seconds, you are to tell us what word you can form by putting together the first letters of the names of the three North American capitals. Time.
Ottawa, Washington, and Mexico.
Mo.
Mo is right. Mo is in right. 4 seconds. 5 seconds. 20 points. Another 20-pointer coming up. Score and time, Roger.
All right, now, Alan, we have, thank you, Mr. McGregor, 4 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke leads only by 10 points, 130 to Colgate's 100.
All right, I got a 10-point bonus.
110.
Yeah. What?
110.
110, 130. All right, here we go. With a 20-point bonus in the offing for 10 points, here's your toss-up. Why might a certain Roman slave have received an award of merit from the SPCA? Colgate.
Andy Tangelos.
The SPCA, the Society for the Prevention... No, I'm sorry.
Can you take it, Holyoke?
Francis, we'll try. Amy Hertz.
Francis of Assisi? Was that?
No. No, a certain Roman slave, Androcles, would have been very happy, the SPCA very happy by report removing a thorn from a lion's paw. I still have a 20-point bonus here, and here's a toss-up question. The Maid of Norway died before she could ascend the throne of Scotland. For 10 points, what happened to the Maid of Domremy? Hold you.
Marilyn Nellis.
She was burned at the stake. It's Joan of Arc.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay, you got a chance at a 20-pointer here. The title of what great song, Holyoke, made popular by Glenn Miller and sung in the original recording by Tex Beneke, is a perfect example of both alliteration and onomatopoeia.
Sounds like something. What?
Moonlight Castle. No, alliteration.
It has two letters the same, and it sounds like a sound.
Time is called.
My serenade?
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe that's a little before your time. I have a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's a toss-up. For 10 points, who or what was or is the West's famous one-armed bandit? Colgate.
Marty Hyatt.
It's a slot machine, Alan.
Oh, you got that fast. That's right, for 10 points. All right, you can tie Holyoke with this one. You got 120. They got 140. Here's a 20-point toss-up. Bonus, I mean, for you, Colgate. For 20 points, according to Shakespeare, what is it that will the multitudinous seas incarnate in making the green one red? What is it that will
the multitude in the seas incarnate and making the green one red. Colgate.
Alan, I'll try. Is that the green one red is the blood spilt on the fields?
No, I'm sorry. That would be Lady Macbeth's bloody hand. Remember? Remember the soliloquy? All right, here we go with another 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What is the correct, not the common, spelling of Sir Walter Raleigh's last name? Colgate.
R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
Can you take it, Holyoke?
We'll try. Ellen Richards.
R-A-H-L-E-I-G-H.
No. R-A-L-E-G-H. That's the correct, not the common spelling. Scoring time, Roger.
Alan, we have 1 minute to go. Mount Holyoke has 140. Colgate could bring it up. They have 120.
Because I got a 20-point bonus in the offing, and here's your toss-up. He's the sure-shot sheriff of Tombstone. His first name's Wyatt. Colgate.
Tito Macias.
Wyatt Earp, Wichita.
Earp is right for the name. The hangar is that for his last name. Okay, that brings you up to 130. Here's a 20-point bonus for you, Colgate. In 1905, an American president acted as mediator in a war between a European and an Asiatic power. Now, for 20 points, Colgate, name the president and the powers.
Teddy Roosevelt, Japan, and Russia.
No. No, I have China and Russia.
No.
Wait. No, no, I've been corrected. It is right, Japan and Russia. Teddy Roosevelt, 20 points to Colgate. I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. Score, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 30 seconds to go. Colgate's ahead by 10 points, 150 to 140.
Here's a toss-up. Here's a toss-up. Gentleman Jim made history in the pugilistic world for 10 points. What was Gentleman Jim's full name? Holyo.
Marilyn Nellis.
Jim Corbett.
Gentleman Jim's full name. Can you take it, Colgate?
Marty Heyer.
James C. Corbett.
No, it's James J. Corbett. Can you...
I'm sorry, Alan. That's it. The time is up. The game is over for this week. The final score in tonight's game is 140 points for Mount Holyoke College and 150 points for the winner, Colgate University.
Wow.
To each member of the Mount Holyoke team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnor Watch Company. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Colgate University will receive a $500 cash award from the National Broadcasting Company to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Colgate will return next week to meet Princeton University in Princeton, New Jersey, in this All-American College Quiz Game. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Well, I want to congratulate you lovely girls from Holyoke. It was a tight fight. Mount Holyoke, Ellen Richards, Marilyn Nellis, Eloise Gorton, and Amy Hertz. It's been a great pleasure and an honor to have you with us in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, next week, the gentlemen from Colgate meet Princeton University. And in the following weeks, we'll have varsity scholars here from Wesleyan University, Middletown, Connecticut, and Georgetown University, Washington, D.C. This is Alan Ludden saying thanks to you all, and so long, everybody. Colgate 13. They did a magnificent job singing. We'll be looking for them again next week. Both teams are so good and so fast, they point out that the questions ran just about the same.
Your referees tonight were for Mount Holyoke College, Bruce Kern of station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, and for Colgate University, Bob Whitney of station WSYR in Syracuse, New York. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC radio network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fogg and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle.
Monitor takes you everywhere each weekend on NBC Radio.